hello, my friends. Welcome to this week's exclusive, amazing podcast that we got right here at troybird.com. And I'm so glad that you're tuning in. We're in the studio here at Open Door Church. And I've been working on doing some radio content here over the past few minutes. And here in a few more minutes, we're going to be going into the video studio. And I'm going to be working hard on doing something cool today. And all that goes in as exclusive content on troybrewer.tv. And I'm not here by myself today. I'm in here with Brother Andrew Szabo, the marketing chef. Brother Andrew, how are you, my friend?
Terrific. Never better. It's a great day today.
It is a great day today. It's actually your birthday.
That's right. Are you going to sing happy birthday?
Well, yeah. Let's do this.
No, I'm just kidding.
Happy birthday. All right, I'm sorry. I won't do that to you. You're like, no, seriously, I'm just kidding. Here's how we did around here.
Okay.
A bit of hillbilly version.
Really? I really feel I'm in Texas now.
Yeah, you're definitely in Texas. You know, one time I was in Africa, and I was leading worship, and I just said, you know what? If we were in Texas, this is the kind of music we'd play, and the place went nuts.
Really?
I'm talking about they lost their minds. They'd never heard music like that before, and they were laughing their head off, and everybody was stomping, and we're like, woo! I'd tell them all, everybody just yell, woo! And they all yelled it. God, it was funny. Okay, I'm sorry.
Even after 21 years here, I'm still getting used to it.
No. I understand. I promise I do. Well, hey, man, you and I are in here talking today, and we're just for the sake of everybody that's listening, let me just go back to January. I went on a 10-day fast, as I do every year, and sought the Lord concerning this next year. I was looking at all the projects that go with Spark Worldwide, $2.5 million worth of projects right now. And guys, I've been doing these projects, you know, for forever, and just the burden of that, you know, and just like, man, I've got to get this stuff finished. I mean, this is life and death situation for people. And there's houses that still need to be built. There's homes that need to be built. There's schools that need to be built. There's still water wells that need to be dug. There's so many girls that I want to bring out of prostitution and out of sexual trafficking. And I want to be their dad. I want to give them a house to live in. I want to be somebody who loves them and protects them and helps them. And I just got to looking, Andrew, at the beginning of the year, I added it all up and went, we already have 2.5 million projects that need to be funded right now at the tune of $2.5 million. And I was like, oh my gosh. And I had a dream on my 10-day fast. And a lot of times whenever I'm fasting, God will give me a dream. Are you like that, by the way?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I don't know how
I guess
for
I need to do some fasting. I haven't had one of those dreams
well,
lately.
That's I don't know, but whenever I don't always dream profound supernatural dreams, but I tend to go through seasons where I will start dreaming those things. I tend to go through seasons and I always really expect to hear God speak prophetically to me at the beginning of the year, because I'm always seeking God concerning what do you want me to know for this next year. And then when I do the New Beginnings Conference, I say, guys, this is the word that God gave me. In the midst of me praying about these $2.5 million burden, in the midst of that, I had a dream. And the dream was I saw a ball of yarn. And it was laying on the floor, and I was just going to walk around it. And I went, I can't walk past that. It's just too messy and too ugly. And I reached down and picked it up, and I immediately looked at it, and I just felt compelled to untangle it. But it was so tangled up, and I immediately got frustrated with it. And I'm not the kind of guy that does tedious things. I don't do tedious things.
I mean, I've learned that about you, Troy.
I do not do tedious things. That's not what I do. I will freak out over it because I'm not skilled at doing tedious things. And I just started trying to figure out some way to undo this ball of yarn, and I couldn't. And I was literally about, okay, well, I'll just set it on fire. I'm going to burn it up. That's how I'll fix the problem. And I was looking in my pockets for a lighter or for a match or something. And as I was doing this, I was holding this ball of yarn within my left hand, and I saw one little thread sticking up at the very top. And I grabbed it, and I yanked, and when I did, the whole ball of yarn began to come untangled. Just a simple little pull on one little bitty piece of string. And so I let go of it, and I just watched it unwind. The whole thing did. And what had been a horrible mess was now a perfect straight line, and it was the way that it needed to be. And I heard this term, simple solutions to complicated issues. And then I woke up. And so it's been something I've been praying all year long. God, I'm praying, sir, for simple solutions to very complicated issues. And in the midst of all that, I called Byron Easterling, and you and I are both mutual friends with him.
Great guy.
He is a great guy. And I called him and just said, hey, man, you're one of my key prophetic people, and I'm telling you, I'm fasting and praying for a simple solution to a complicated issue with Spark Worldwide, and that I have to, I need a lot of partners to fund a lot of projects, and I don't know what to do. And he said, I'll pray about that. He called me a few months later, and I think was it March or April we met?
I think it was April, yes.
Okay. He said, hey, man, I need to come out, and I need you to meet three key people. I met you, Andrew, in the morning time. I met Steve Maddox, which is with Dreams and Mysteries television program. It used to be John Paul Jackson's show, and subsequently, he invited me to be a guest host on that show, and it airs October the 18th.
October the 18th
is when that's coming up, and there's actually three shows that are coming up. And then I met somebody else who does Graham Cook's Brilliant TV.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to talk to her in Fort Worth, Texas, about the behind the scenes and how all that works with Brilliant TV. When I went home that night, my head was smoking to a degree. I just felt like a vegetable. I was just like, my mind was taken into places I'd never been before. And I was like, this is incredible. I knew at the end of the day, I know what I'm doing. I know when I'm doing it. I know what the results will be. And I know the person that knows how to do it. And you were that guy. And I'm like, okay. So I got hooked up with you.
I guess we have to thank Byron, really.
We do have to thank Byron because Byron did connect us. But, you know, anytime before there's a mighty army that comes to life, there's a rattling, there's a sound.
Yes. Yep.
And then the first thing is sinews. That's the connections.
Mm-hmm.
Right on. Right. Then becomes muscles and organs and bones and all those kind of, I'm sorry, bones. The bones were already there, but then all that happens, and you know what I'm talking about. We're talking about the valley of dry bones, the sinews, the connecting points are the first thing that appear, and that is amazing to me. When I read that story, I think that's in 1 Kings.
Okay.
And it's Ezekiel. Is that story in 1 Kings? Yeah, I'm sorry, guys. I don't know that. Hey, it's okay, man. Look it up. Look it up yourself. Yeah, tell our listeners.
It's right there on your app.
It's in the Bible. Look it up. But anyway, there's a story where he sees the Valley of Dry Bones, and then there's a rattling. I'm familiar with the story, right? Okay.
It's a great story.
So I'm saying that to say this was the beginning of something that the Lord would use strategically as an army. All right. And all those sinews grew first on that day back in April. And now you and I, well, we've all spent the last 6 months working so hard on TroyBrewer.tv, and now we're working on the marketing of it. So tell us what you do, and tell us what your part of that is.
Well, I'm not an ordinary kind of marketing guy, as you.
No, you're not.
And I think one of the great mistakes in marketing is people rush headlong into the tactical elements. As you mentioned, I have a brand called The Marketing Chef. Cooking is a little bit like marketing.
Yes.
You have to plan things in advance. If you're going to have a nice dinner party, you don't just look in the refrigerator, what am I going to throw together? You have to plan it out.
Yep.
Get the right ingredients together.
Yep.
And yes, you do need to execute well. Yes, you have to cook it right. But the first part is planning out the menu. And that's really strategy. You know, we sometimes make things way more complicated than it needs to be. Strategy is figuring out what are the right things to do. And then you want to do them right. So ultimately, you want to do the right things right. It's actually, more often than not, I see people doing the wrong things right. You can create a beautiful website, but it could be the wrong thing. Or you can create a beautiful meal. Oh, I'm a good cook, actually. I enjoy cooking. I mean, I could make a nice, invite some friends over and make a beautiful, I don't know, some grass-fed beef with sweetbreads on top. And maybe I'll do a nice mini little Cobb salad with bacon sprinkled on the top. I'll make it a little bit more exotic. How about wild boar instead of bacon, right? I can execute on that beautifully. But if my guests are vegetarian, I just did the wrong thing right.
That's right. There you go.
And in marketing, people dash headlong, or they get the idea du jour. So it's like, oh, we need more business. We need more people coming to this ministry. We need more subscribers to this. And they have what I call a marketing episode.
Yep.
It's like you're hungry, and people grab some junk food. They'll grab a bar of chocolate, and guess what? 10 minutes later, they're unsatisfied because nutritionally, they didn't actually get anything.
Yes.
So it's important to do the right things right, yes, and get the nutritionally, from a marketing point of view, to be able to create that demand for whatever your offering is. So
okay,
going, no, yeah, good, going back to your question. So we started, I mean, our whole thing started. I said, hey, hold on, Troy. I know there's a lot of things you want to do. We need to, first of all, figure out what is the strategy.
Yes.
What are the right things to do? What's your message? Who is the target audience? And so we spent some – and how do people even perceive you? We started by doing research.
Right on.
I went and talked to, you know, 12, 14 people who know you from different parts of the country and get that perspective.
Okay. Well, all right. Let's just talk about that for just a second.
Yeah.
So one of the problems that I've had, Andrew, since the very beginning that I've started is I do so much stuff, man. There's a lot of noise with what I do.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of noise. It's like, well, what are you talking about noise? I mean, you know, I'm the church pastor guy, right? I am the prophetic guy. I'm the book writer guy. I'm the missions guy.
Musician.
I'm the radio guy. I'm the musician guy. Exactly right. I'm the newspaper guy. I'm that guy. Now I'm the TV guy. And I'm all these. I'm the guy that feeds people. I'm the guy that also has orphans.
11.
Right. What else do I do?
Saving the
girls. 12. Out of sex trafficking. That's a big, huge part of what I do. So there's 12 different major ministries that I'm part of right there. And I'm actually part of more than that. And so what happens is, as I do that, the people that love the outreach part of me, which I forgot about the outreach part.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
13.
Or the people that do the homeless ministry, there's
14.
Or prison ministry, right, which is another thing I do.
Conferences, 16.
Yeah, conferences, 16. All right, so there's a good example. So the conference people are not the outreach people. They both love me. They both love the kind of ministry that I do with them, but they're completely different, quote-unquote, markets. Okay, they're completely different demographics. And what I bring to the outreach recipients is not what I bring to the conference attenders. I provide something completely different to them, and I serve them in a completely different way. Well, there's nothing wrong with that, except for all of these people don't tend to like each other. And I have had a problem with my ministry of church builders and non-church builders, people that love the fact that I'm a church builder and that I'm a pastor and that I'm bringing something new and fresh to the body of Christ, and people outside of the four walls of the church that love that I'm not churchy at all. And these people tend to combat each other. They tend to, it's just kind of like a constant rodeo or some kind of a three-ring circus with me, that I'm in the center of all of it. And a big, huge part of my life has been, in time and energy, has been trying to figure out different ways to appease everybody. Well, you know what? This last year, I gave up on all that. And I just said, whoever I need to be, to whomever I need to be, in order to do what I'm called to do, I'm going to do that.
Right.
And so you're the guy that I brought in to say, who am I exactly? And who are the people who help me and want me to move forward? Who is that? And I'll tell you what, I had to have a next level guy come in and do that.
Well, thank you. Yeah. And it really started with, it's a multi-step process. You know, we started by doing some research. We started interviewing people that had those different perspectives, because it's okay to have different stakeholders that view you differently. Mm-hmm. The metaphor, and I use a lot of metaphors, as you know, it's like putting, you know, different people at different points of the compass around a mountain.
Yes.
So, okay, how are we going to climb that? What does this mountain even look like? Before we even try and climb the mountain, what does this mountain actually look like? Now, if I put eight people at eight points of the compass around a mountain, say, describe the mountain, they're describing the same thing. But guess what? On the south side of Everest, it looks different than the north side of Everest.
That's right.
And the east side and the west side. And you know what? They're all correct.
Yes.
And part of it is ensuring that we have those different perspectives, so that we have that 360-degree view. So whether it's a business, a ministry, a church, an organization of some sort, you first of all got to get at that perspective. Make sure you're looking at it 360 degrees, even within your own organization. So our second step was, yeah, let's assimilate those points of view, but then there is the people that are involved, you know, and we did the second step was doing that strategy session, if you remember. And you were hearing things that
it was a great
even, you even heard something. Actually, we had a pre-session before that. You even heard something from your wife that was, yeah, profoundly, wow, I didn't know that she looked at what we're doing in the way that she did, and that's how she perceived me.
Well, for one thing, she's just so smitten by me. You know, all she wanted to talk about was how good looking I am and how much she loves me, and oh, Troy. And then once
the good
I got
news
past
is,
all that,
there's actually even more to you than that.
That's right. I tell her, honey, I have a brain. I have a mind. We can talk sometimes. I tell her that. All right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, that's good. So, yeah, I mean, even you got a fresh revelation. You got a fresh revelation hearing that some of those other perspectives. So, you know, that's once you start getting those, a 360-degree view of a ministry, an organization, a product, or a service offering. Now we can say, okay, let's going back to the mountain metaphor, how do we actually climb the mountain? Because now we've got a clear view of the mountain. You know what? Maybe going up the north side is not a good idea. Okay, that is like insurmountable potentially. Oh, but if you go up this south side, here, the South Col, that is actually, wow, that's actually a much easier way up the mountain. So then it's about figuring out, and going back to your point about the target audience, and all too often people sort of segment, you know, they say, okay, well, there's this segment, how do I keep all those segments happy? Well, that is not necessarily the best strategy. The best strategy is actually to, because it's like putting different, you know, it's like shooting arrows in a room, and you're hitting, oh, well, that's the target. We'll put a target there. And I shoot an arrow on that wall. Oh, we'll put a target there. And you're wasting a lot of energy and effort. The way to hit a target is to, how do you hit a target, Troy?
You aim at it.
No. What? What do you aim at?
What are you talking about? What do you mean?
If you want to hit a target, what do you actually aim at? Do you aim at the target? No.
Okay, so you aim above it then.
No.
What are you talking about?
You aim at the bullseye.
Oh,
if you want to hit a target.
I'm thinking of a moving animal. See, I'm
okay.
Texan.
That's okay. All right.
I'm not thinking about some pansy target. I'm so sorry.
That's all right. I forgive you.
Forgive me, man. Look, that's what I'm thinking of okay. Right there, okay?
But there's even probably somewhere, even when you're shooting at an animal, yeah. You're probably aiming for a particular part. You're not going to aim at its foot, right?
No,
do you aim at its foot? No. Where are you going to aim at?
There is a bullseye on it.
Yeah,
absolutely.
There's a exactly. There so there is a bullseye, even on a moving target,
absolutely,
right? Because
yes.
If you aim at the tail, it's already gone, right?
Yeah, that's right.
So you have to be selective where you aim for, and that's where you're aiming the primary amount of your communications. Now you don't always hit the bullseye,
right?
But you increase the probability of hitting the target or an animal if you're aiming at the bullseye. It's okay, because if you aimed at the bullseye and you hit the target, you scored.
Right on. Yep, right on.
And all too often, people don't define, the target is actually defined by the bullseye. Okay. That's the center point.
Okay.
So who is our target audience? Who is the ideal? Now, are we going to always get the ideal? No, that's okay. But if we identify what are the attributes of the ideal, then the next ring out, that 80%, wow, you know, those are really good prospects for us. And they have 80% of the attributes of the ideal. But you have to identify the ideal to get even 80%.
Okay.
And so on and so forth.
All right,
but
so
then there is those who are way on the outside, 10, 20% of the attributes. You know what? They're the troublemakers. You choose to lose them. But again, you don't know who they are unless you've defined what are the attributes of the bullseye.
Okay.
So that was our process in that stage.
So having gone through this process and having done all that, boy, everybody's telling you happy birthday, by the way.
Sorry, it's really
annoying. No, it's okay. It's great. No, it's awesome. having actually gone through this process, what is my ministry all about? What are the words that actually define my ministry? And who are the people that want to track with me?
Well, one of the things that we had come up with as in this process was really, what is the vision? Because the vision is the city on the hill. That's what we're aspiring to.
Mm-hmm.
And a mission is what gets you to the city on the hill.
Yes, sir.
The people are the mission is almost, it's like laying down the rail tracks that's going to take you up that mountain.
Yep.
The vision is the top of the mountain. The mission is the train and the tracks that get you up the mountain. Then who do you want on that train?
Yes.
Who's going to be appealing to go up to that
yes.
mountain?
Yes.
And one of the things in that process, if you remember, we were talking about experiencing real life and transformation
yes.
as being the vision.
Yes.
And as a result of that, we actually found that, you know what, where you had those two different groups, they actually both want to experience real life and transformation.
That's correct.
So, and then one of the processes, if you remember, we then took those elements of the mission, vision, and the building blocks of that message of what makes you simply irresistible. You know, that's where I, you know, we all have foods, let's face it, that we find simply irresistible. You know, to one person that might be sushi, to another person it might be Italian dark chocolate truffles. If Italian dark chocolate truffles is the thing that you find simply irresistible, if I bring them in and people go, wow, ooh, I just have to have one of those.
Yes.
Well, shouldn't our offering, again, whether it's a business, ministry, a product, shouldn't it be presented and messaged in a way that's so simply irresistible where people go, oh, I have to have it, or at least I want to find out about it.
What do you think are the most irresistible parts of Troy Brewer Ministries? What do you think that those things are?
I think part of it, one of the elements is your outrageous faith.
Mm, okay.
That, of course, is rooted in the Holy Spirit.
Sure.
That when the Holy Spirit tells you to do something, to buy a girl here from a brothel,
you
went and did that. You know, I mean, there's great pastors out there, but I'm sure about 90%+ of them, if the Holy Spirit would tell them, you need to go walk into a brothel and go buy a girl, they would feel, I don't think I can do that.
Oh, no, I can do that.
I know you can. I'm saying that over 90%. No. They may be called to do something else,
right,
you know.
Exactly.
That's stupid. Okay. But you have an hour. God has blessed you in a way that you're willing to do the outrageous. He's equipped you in some senses to be able to do that. Well, you're willing to step into that and to do things that most people would find pretty outrageous and daring. You know, it takes courage. So I think the other aspect, that's one of the components. Yeah, one of the other components is, and we heard this, I heard this over and over again, because I was doing these interviews one-on-one with the people. So you didn't get to hear about these until afterwards. So they opened up to me very nicely, and is your authenticity, is that, you know, that you're so real. And I knew that from, first time I met you.
Okay.
And that is very refreshing. And I think especially, I've lived here, as I said, 21 years in Dallas,
yep.
Fort Worth.
Yep.
It's really weird that even despite we're in the buckle of the Bible Belt,
yes.
There's an awful lot of image management that goes on down here.
I hate it, dude.
And even within the church.
Yeah.
And in and outside the church. And the reality is then we don't get to see who that real person is.
Right.
And, we all are flawed. I mean, but we're also in Christ made perfect.
Amen.
And that's the beauty, the marriage of our imperfections redressed in the image of Christ.
Beautifully flawed.
It's a beautiful thing. Yeah, beautifully flawed. Yeah.
I call it beautifully flawed. Well, there's a couple of reasons for that, if you'd let me say so. I number one, I grew up here, so I'm not going to fool anybody. I mean, when I look out at the congregation, when there's 1,000 people sitting out there, I probably have smoked marijuana with probably 500 of those 1,000 people out there back in the day, back before I was saved. I've dated a lot of the girls that are now grown up, in this church. And I mean, we all grew up together. We grew up here. So it's not like I can put stained glass behind me and pretend to be somebody else. I'm a lot like the demoniac of Gadara. I'm telling you, I'm so much like that guy. When I got saved, I said, Jesus, I'm going to follow you away from Joshua, Texas. He's like, no, you're not, dude. You're going to stay right here. And I was like, what? Now that I'm clothed and in my right mind, people come to see me. Wow, look at that. And so it's actually kept me honest.
But here's the reality. It's a lot easier.
It is a lot easier.
Because
there was a
friend of mine who was another pastor. He was still a pastor, and he said, it takes a lot of work to be a hypocrite.
Yes,
because you've got to manage this whole image. And it's like it's so much easier to be who you really are. This is the way God's made me. I know I've got these flaws, and this is who I am. And I have plenty, too. I didn't come to Christ until my 30s, so I was a naughty boy back in the day. But that's part of my testimony.
Yeah,
as well.
Exactly.
And it's like, well, if I don't talk about that, then that dilutes the testimony and the transformation,
one of the reasons why I think that people hide, well, the main reason why religious people hide who they actually are is because they have a group of people within a church that are critical that demand that they have a certain religious image. Okay, I don't have that here. I run those people off. I give those people the left foot of fellowship. You can ask Ben. You know, I can do that. What?
They're that's why I talk. They're in that 10 to 20%, and you choose to lose.
Yeah,
no, because now you can choose to. They're not your target.
I totally choose to lose it. The other reason why people put on a mask is because they don't have a revelation how much God loves who they actually are. Mm-hmm. I have that revelation. I really believe that God loves me. I really believe God is okay with me being me. I mean, yeah. I do. And I have never, up until I got saved and I had that revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ and how much he loves me as me, not just the person I'm becoming, but the person that I actually am, I thought, well, if he's okay with me being me, then I'll be okay with me being me. And then I'll hang around people that are okay with me being me.
And so you're just like the first disciples. I was, when I first came to Christ in that first year, reading the Bible, and I marveled at the Gospels and how Jesus chose to, he went into the marketplace and chose a pretty ragtag group of
the
disciples.
The Dirty Dozen. I call them the Dirty Dozen.
He didn't go to the Jerusalem Theological Seminary and pick the top 12 students.
That's exactly right.
He went into the marketplace where the vast majority of us all are.
Yes.
And a ragtag group, and he made them the disciples, the first disciples.
They changed the world, man.
And they changed the world, exactly.
They really
So it also demonstrates to us that, wow, okay, I don't have to be perfect. I don't have to be perfect in my theology or anything like that. God is the one that does the transformation, and it's going to be his work and not us.
Okay.
Which is a beautiful thing.
It is beautiful. No, I love it. I totally love it. Okay, so look, we just have about 8 minutes left, and let's talk about Troy Brewer Ministries. Let's talk about what it is, and I'll say what it is, and then you tell us how we're marketing that. Okay.
Certainly.
All right. So what TroyBrewer.tv is, we're launching it October 1st. And it is basically pay-per-view, not pay-per-view, what's a better word for that?
Well, it's a membership. It's a subscriber membership.
Thank you. So it's basically Netflix for everything Troy Brewer, right?
Yes.
So it has all my conferences that are on there, which is a really big deal, including conferences that we didn't film here. Just like last week, I was in Mexico and I did a pastor's conference. We filmed it. That's going to be on the conference section of, and by the way, there's some pretty exciting stuff on there, right, Ben? There's one lady, man, I prayed for, and she started manifesting this demon. It was hilarious.
Oh, yes. So you may have to put a disclosure
exactly.
that some of this content is rather graphic.
Exactly.
If you're okay with people tossing their cookies, as we say
exactly
in England.
That's exactly right. That got exciting. Yeah. So, but anyway, we're doing, so all my conferences are going to be on there. We do 4 here a year annually, and then we do 4 outside, at least 4 outside. So there's that. Then there's also all of my School of Prophecy,
right,
which is amazing content. All of my School of Ministry, which is on there, and that's going to be an ongoing thing. And both with School of Prophecy and with School of Ministry, I'm going to have special guests. Like as soon as we get through doing this podcast, you're going to go in a studio with me, and you're going to actually going to do an episode on the 5 steps to transformation.
Yes.
And the first one is information.
Well, should we give everything away now?
I just got to get... Okay, don't
okay.
do
you no, have to, okay. You're just going to have to subscribe to Troy Brewer
so
TV.
Good. It is such great stuff. So anyway, that's going to be part of my School of Ministry, and that's going to be on there. All of my sermon series, all of my teaching series from Open Door Church, I'm leaving the highlights on opendoorexperience.com, but I'm moving all of my teaching series over to troybrewer.com. And then the most exciting thing to me about troybrewer.tv that we are offering is all of the exclusive content, all of this. It's crazy, the stuff we're doing. I mean,
well, you just recorded something with Byron, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, just
exactly
a few days
right.
ago.
With Lincoln Saranga, with Byron, I'm recording something with you. We also have all of my staff meetings are part of our exclusive content. Stuff that we're doing outside. I was on a battlefield last week. I was on a Palo Alto battlefield. Mm-hmm. We took our cameras out there. We did a ton of recording as I walked around the battlefield, and I said, this happened here, this happened there, and the kingdom of heaven is just like this. And I went off on supernatural principles. And I'm doing tons and tons and tons of exclusive content that you can only find there. So anybody who partners with me, they will have total access to hundreds and hundreds of hours, and then of awesome teaching. And then at the beginning of every month, everybody's going to get something that looks just like if you got DirecTV, it's going to say, boom, this month we added this. And everybody has access to that. So it's going to have fresh and new material added every single month.
So it's amazing the library of content that you're starting with.
That's right.
And then you'll be adding to it every single
life.
Month.
For the rest
and
of my life.
Unlike Netflix, you won't be taking stuff off. You know?
No.
That's why I'm a big pet for Lisa.
Yeah, I hate it that they take stuff off.
They take stuff off.
I know.
Only be adding. I think it's incredible. And there's different levels. And you want to talk about the different levels?
Yeah, okay. So run on. So you go ahead and help me out.
This is part of our strategy. Remember that?
Right on,
so, yeah. So there's four levels. The beginning subscriber level is $30
That's
a month.
Correct. Yep.
And you get access to all this content.
Yes.
And as we said, it's being constantly added to.
You also get the daily devotional.
You get the daily devotional, which we just launched yesterday, which is already producing fruit,
Absolutely.
Which was phenomenal.
And by the way, if you hadn't signed up for that, you can go to troybrew.com or right here, you can type in the words.
Yeah, if you text, you can just text TB, as in Troy Brewer, TB podcast, just
to 444-999.
Yes. And then you'll get, it's a two-step process, then you'll send your email and you'll be on our list.
Okay.
So make sure you do to take that second step, though. Put your emails, we won't know where to send it to.
Yeah, exactly.
Because some people
like,
won't
know. They're like, well, you don't understand how work is right here, Brother Troy. All right, so 444-999, and it's the word
TB podcast. And that way we'll know you came from the podcast.
Awesome.
And then the second step, you'll get a text back and pop your email in, and we'll start that the very next day.
Excellent.
And it comes into your email early in the morning, so you'll get up. I think
every
it's about
day.
3:30
in the morning. There's a prophetic
word. Prophetic word.
I got together with all my church elders, and we worked on this for months, putting together a prophetic word for every single day of the year. And so there's a prophetic word, there is actually a short Bible study, there's a scripture for the day, and then there's a directive for the day.
Yeah.
And all of that.
So you're giving them information.
Yes.
And which hope will lead to revelation.
Which will take us into invitation.
And then there's an invitation to actually do the application.
An application, which of course leads to
transformation.
Okay. Okay. So that's the $30 partnership level.
Yeah. And then we have, if you want to save some money and get some additional bonuses, then for $300 a year.
Yes.
You get actually basically two free months.
Yes.
Plus, what do you get?
Well, it's the same exact thing that you get at $30. So what you get is you get two free months, plus you get the two tickets to the annual partners conference,
right.
Plus you also get the daily devotional.
Right.
And then after the $300 level,
$3,000.
And you get to free a girl from prostitution.
Yeah. Liberate a girl.
You get to liberate. We call that actually
the liberator level.
That's exactly
the liberator level.
So we have gone all over the world and looked at how much does it cost to actually buy a girl. And you know what?
Well, it's more than buying a girl, right?
It is more than buying. It's actually taking care of her.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. So
psychologically, physically, and setting her up in a whole new mode of another profession.
We've actually bought 56 girls this year, since January 1st. We've done that. So if you want to help free a girl, you can join us at the $3,000 level. And here's what you get.
You get all the other stuff we got before.
That's right.
As well as being able to liberate a girl.
That's exactly right. And you also get two tickets to – you get two VIP tickets to any conference of your choice, which is amazing.
Yes.
And you also get two tickets to something called a special event, which is something that we're doing four times a year now, a special event where it is a day or night with me and my friends from all over the world, and we'll tell you more about that later on. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then past the $3,000 level,
Legacy level.
$30,000.
And what does that get you?
You build a house.
Everything that you had before plus?
Yeah. Plus, you build a house.
Yeah.
You build a house, and you build a house, and these kids that are orphans now have a home to live in. And we can do that for $30,000 in several different countries that we're already involved in. And again, people who partner with me on this, not only are you getting all this incredible content, not only are you getting all this life-transforming content, but you're actually helping me transform the lives of other people. Remember, I told you at the beginning of the year, I was so burdened.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, we have $2.5 million worth of projects. It's just ridiculous. You know what? No, this is doable because all we need is 5,000 people to partner with us,
yep.
And that's $1.8 million a year. boom, that's it.
That's it.
And
yeah.
that's where this money is going.
Yeah.
So I'm super, super, super excited about it. It's off and it's running.
Yeah, and I think other people will be excited about it, and they're going to be part of liberating young girls. They'll be part of housing them, and as well as so transformation in yourself and in transformation in others. What could be better?
Well, it's what we do, and man, it's I just want to just tell you thank you so much, brother. Thank you, thank you, thank you for
thank
your part
you.
In this.
It's a privilege to be partnering with you, and this is a lot of fun.
Everybody that's listening to this podcast, you need to know that all this goes up October 1st, and it's troybrewer.tv. And if you haven't already signed up for the podcast, which is absolutely free, not the podcast, but the
daily devotional,
which is called Daily Transformations, that's absolutely free.
Text TB podcast to
444-999. Okay. My good friend Andrew Szabo, the marketing chef. Look up the marketing chef. Just Google the marketing chef, Andrew Szabo, or you can go to andrewszabo.com to look up my good friend. Guys, bless
you. Actually, themarketingchef.com.
The marketingchef.com. There you go. All right, guys, blessing and peace on you. Have a great day. Bye-bye.